the ancient Egyptian history, ladies and gentlemen, as a history, as documented history, as somebody settled down on the two banks of the Nile, as somebody had made a government, somebody was ruled by one single man under the name King of Upper and Lower Egypt, somebody was a language, somebody was a full civilization, that was 3,200 BC. So 3,200 BC, the Egyptians have made the United Kingdom of Egypt. Before, Egypt used to be two kingdoms fighting together, and they got united at 3,200 BC. That Pharaoh number one. Till, from Pharaoh number one, till Pharaoh number 652. That was the Egyptian era, the pharaonic one. From 3,200 BC till 332 BC. Why 332 BC is the end of the pharaohs? Because Egypt is no more ruled by pharaohs at 332 BC. Ruled by whom then? Egypt ruled by Alexander the Great. Alexander died 2 years after he invaded Egypt in Iran. He was killed by a mosquito, malaria, in Iran. And he left in Egypt one of his best friends. His name was Ptolemy. Ptolemy said, Alexander gave me Egypt. Actually, Alexander gave him nothing. So Ptolemy, he put himself in a real trouble. The family of Alexander the Great, they are against him now. How come you took such a great country like Egypt from our empire? The Egyptians, they are against him because you are a conqueror after all. So the man got between the devil and the deep blue sea. So to get out of that problem, he said, I'm not actually a Greek man. I'm an Egyptian man. I'm ruling Egypt just like Egyptian kings. I am dressing, I'm putting on the Egyptian clothes of kings. I am making myself 100% Egyptian. So, when he made it like that, ladies and gentlemen, you can say that the man, he leaned on the side of the Egyptians and he made an army with the Egyptians to fight his own people with, and the man, he became 100% Egyptian. It was a very nice trick to make, and he started to rule Egypt, and he made a big family in Egypt, started from Ptolemy 1 till Ptolemy 13. Ptolemy 13 was the last one of this family. He was the father of Elizabeth Taylor. Goddess Hepsut. She actually, Cleopatra, the last one of that family, she committed suicide, or she was killed at 30 BC. And after 30 BC, who conquered Egypt?
Romans.
The Romans entered Egypt, ruling Egypt from 30 BC till 641 AD. Who put the Romans outside this country? Who put the Romans outside Egypt? The Arabs. They came from Saudi Arabia, they conquered Egypt, they put the Romans out. Who put the Arabs outside this country? Now you're a little bit early for things. No. Put the Arabs outside this country, the Turks. Sultan Selim the First, he came, he put the Arabs outside, and he ruled Egypt. Who put the Turks outside this country? Somebody you won't believe.
French?
Italians?
The Afghani. Oh. They put the Turks outside this country and ruled Egypt. Who put the Afghani people outside this country? Napoleon Bonaparte, the French now. Back to normal. They put him outside this country, and who put the French outside this country?
Yay!
And who put the British outside this country? President Johnson, in the military coup, he came.